Okay, I'll open it up. Improving. I think this period of time helped, but I would still consider him day to day. He's going to work out a little bit this afternoon with Joe Sheehan. We'll see how he responds to that. But I think day to day is the safest way to, most accurate way to list it. Yeah, that's. I mean, we're planning otherwise, and just hopefully we'll know soon. That's not a decision that you want, especially with the quarterback. You want to wait till the end of the week. So we'll see. I want to wait to hear that he's healthy in order to make it. But if he's ready to go and be able to execute the game plan and not have to change the way you call a game to protect a guy, then yeah, he will be.
Mike, why the move with Robert Turbin today?
Yeah, that was a tough call because I think Robert has proven he's a NFL caliber back, did some good things for us. I think it's essentially came to the numbers. It's hard to justify carrying four backs. Glenn Winston is a player that we've had around here for a while. Unfortunately, he had the injury, but I think we're very anxious to see where he is. That he's done a good job when he's been out there, and that was the move we had to make in order to get him up. So with Glenn elevated to the 53 and in that role of the third back. But I think it's time to get a peek and see what's there. He's shown a lot on the practice field, a lot. But we got to see if it can carry over to the game.
So those two roster spots from yesterday, are they going to Winston and Gaines?
I'm not sure if we've put all the moves through. So I know there was a series of them. But, yeah, Gaines will be up. Winston will be up. What goes into that thinking? Well, again, that decision has not been made, so I don't know if I want to. I'd rather answer that question when that happens. But no, we've said all along. I mean, Josh McCown started this season as our number one quarterback, and he's been out due to injury and potentially coming back. So I get the. The call for, hey, why not? But it's, we're tasked as coaches to put the roster out there that's going to give us the best opportunity to win. I understand that as the year goes on, those circumstances can change, but we'll see. I'm still, we'll get the information as it comes out with Josh and react to it accordingly.
Mike, are there organizational discussions about that? Because Johnny was a first rounder, and because he's quarterback, that we need to see him for an extended period of time.
Well, I don't think it's just with the quarterback. I think it's you talk about that with a lot of your young players, and I think the way the season has gone, and you just look at the circumstances that we've gone through, primarily with injuries, is that the vast majority of our young players have gotten an opportunity to play. So whether it's guys that are playing anyway, you don't have to worry about seeing Nate Orchard or Danny Shelton, Xavier Cooper. They're part of the regular rotation. But with Joe Petonio potentially being down for a while, Cam Irving will step into the left guard spot. We'll get a good look at Cam. I mean, that's a positive. Been wanting to get him out there. He's performed well in practice. He's been into it. Getting Gaines out there will give us an opportunity. Winston's another guy I had already talked about. Campbell got a chance to play because of our injuries on the back end. So it's something that you got to kind of walk that fine line between forcing it. Hey, listen, we're just going to wholesale play these players, and I don't. mean, it's a disservice to the other guys in a room. I mean, we're tasked with winning football games. So at the point, essentially just past the midway point, I understand that the talk is there, especially at the quarterback position. But, you know, the thinking's, from a coaching standpoint, the thinking's a little different.
Do you have reason to believe that Johnny has a future of being able to throw within the pocket? And are you seeing evidence that can come along?
He's gotten better at that. He has. He's improved. I think there were some instances the other night that didn't happen. And there were some examples, not just in the Cincinnati game, but going back to Tennessee and in practice and the Jets game, where he's proven that he can. So we knew it would take some time for him to be able to adapt, and he's getting better. He's headed in the right direction. But you know, as I've said before, that NFL quarterbacks, you have to. The throws that are there early in the pocket on the first read, you got to take. And then if the play breaks down after that, guys that can create and get out, then that's when that skill kicks in. But it can't be the opposite, where I'm looking to get out no matter what.
Like you said after the Cincinnati game, you're going to decompress a little bit, kind of take a good look at where you guys have been, where you're going. What's the biggest thing you took away from that little break of – you know, the troubles with this team?
Well, it's about, you know, how we're handling adversity. I think it's, you know, when you look back, and I don't like to get into the blame game of, hey, why we are where we are. But you look at the expectations of some of our position groups from the beginning of the year, that, you know, that some guys are playing well, and other areas we're not playing good enough. We're not coaching good enough. So it's, you know, it was good to be able to sit with the coordinators and kind of get their assessment of where we are as a staff, where we are from a unit standpoint, where we are from an individual player standpoint. To get with each of those guys and just kind of hash through, you know, what improvements need to be made. You know, where can we steer things a little bit different. And what we're not going to do is you know, wholesale changes and hit the panic button. We believe in what we're doing, and we believe in the system that we run. Some things have to be done, certainly have to be done better. But at the same time, we're not panicking in that that we need to make radical changes. You know, I know some things didn't go our way, but there are a bunch of games you could point to how close we were. But that's the NFL, and it's a bottom line league, as I've said all along. But there's still, I mean, our confidence is, we're still confident in what we do, and I think we just have to get the results on the field, and that's the tough part of it. But when things aren't going well, I told the team today. I mean, there's three potential things. You can let it define you. I mean, you can let it tear you apart, or you can use it to get stronger. And that's the route that we're going to choose. Because at times like this, is that's when you find out, you know, who you are. I talked about adversity before. You find out who you are, and you know, who's mentally tough, who's physically tough, you know, who can push through it. And those are the guys that you want with you moving forward.
Mike, during this mini bye, you've made a few changes down below with Gaines and others. Was there any attempt by the organization to get better at wide receiver?
From a roster standpoint, no, we need to get healthy. I mean, that's we showed that, you know, early in the year when that group was all out there together, that we could be productive. You know, that's a three-game stretch that culminated in Josh's, you know, the game we had at the production we had against Baltimore. You know, not having Hartline, not having Hawkins, that you know, that hurt. So we'll, you know, that's as I've said before, I'm not going to get into the kind of second guessing our personnel. As coaches, we're you know, tasked with putting the best guys out there that gives us, maximizes our chances to win, and we roll.
Hartline back.
They practice today. Yes, they are. They are just a note on the Joe Hayden and Whitner are still in the protocol. Hawkins and Hartline have both been cleared.
Does Armati have an injury?
No, he was excused today, personal reasons, as was Gaines.
Is Petonio for sure
out? Petonio is out this week.
Right.
Just a quick note to Randall Telfer. Today was his first day of practice back, so that starts the three-week window for him. He's essentially the 54th on our roster.
Thank you.